Hey, I'm your host, and I'm the evil entity that's actually going to save the world. Anyway, you like what I did there? This is Random Thoughts of Berenuki, where I try my best to explain stuff and fail miserably. Unlike my quest to save the world, that went fine. What I'm talking about is hero roles. I like where they have roles where it's not the, the justice-loving, all-beloved person being the hero. Yeah, I like those characters, but it's like, they're overplayed, so at this point, I'm just like, eh. I like when they have, like, the character who's morally ambiguous, but is trying to do the right thing, or have the character who's usually seen as the villain be the hero. Like, one of my favorite shows that do that is The Devil is a Part-Timer, or in the original language, Hataraku Maosama, which means get a part-time job, Demon Lord. Anyway, I like shows where they make, like, the person you think is, oh, the one that everybody's supposed to love, the one that makes girls squirt, or guys hard, and just, like, it makes everyone just, oh. It's like, there's just orgasms everywhere, because they're like this upheaved, do no wrong, morally clean person that you're supposed to aspire to, like Superman. Yeah, that stuff doesn't give me a boner. I like superheroes who are realistic as fuck. Like, yeah, sometimes they don't do the right thing, but it's like, they're doing the right thing, but sometimes it costs lives, because sometimes it's just, you have to weigh the pros and cons. Like, if one life means you get to save thousands, like, yeah, it's horrible that you get to let that one person die, but you'd rather let a whole bunch of people die than save. You'd rather let a whole bunch of people die just so you could save this one person? Like, I don't like characters like, like, I don't mind the character who's, like, the morally upstanding and, like, oh, they're actually morally better than your other, option, which is just, like, this sociopathic dick. But I like those who are realistic, who are just like, yeah, I have to save others. Like, if it happens to go bad, it goes bad. But so many other people got saved other than the one you're dealing with. I'm sorry, but more people's lives weigh more than this one person. I understand if it's, like, your girlfriend or your wife or, like, your best friend or whatever, but sometimes it just has to go like that. Like, you have to pick how things go. But I like those characters where it's, like, they save others, but they know they can't save everyone. Or they happen to be the person who's seen as traditionally evil and played in other media as traditionally evil, but is actually just someone who wants to help others. Like, they happen to be trying to help out a resistance, or they happen to be, like, seen as the evil bad guy because, hey, these people told you, oh, this person's the evil bad guy. You have to kick their ass. And you're just like, no. Like, do I have to? Yes, because they hurt so many people, and they're like, and you find out they're not hurting anyone, and it's the assholes you work for are the ones hurting everybody, but they want to make it seem like, oh, evil make evil face, they have horns, they look evil. No, they're just some guy who, like, yeah, they ended up coincidentally in a position that happens to be evil, but they're not really evil. It's just what you happen to see them as, the evil overlord who wants to destroy all of the little village and your family. But they're just like, oh, fuck, what did I do? I let these people who already misunderstood kind of get chaotic. I'm sorry. But it's just, they have to play the role because everybody thinks they're evil, so yeah, I might as well be this evil bad guy. It just pisses me off when people think that certain roles are just evil. It just happens to be like, things are morally gray, and I like when it's morally gray. Sometimes I like when things are morally gray, and the other side is just like, you know, they're a bunch of dicks, and you're like, kick their ass. I like those too. But it all depends on the story. Like, yeah, it's all about how I feel about the story and things. Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to follow me, you can find me at Glacio Ursus on Twitter, or you can send comments, questions, or suggestions to my Anchor chat channel or to TanukiB931@gmail.com. Well, I gotta go punch some asshole goody two-shoe in the face. Laters!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.